Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
Over the last few months, we have spoken to several charities and businesses that have adapted and grown to meet the changes that COVID brought with it. Food Cloud connects charities with surplus food from stores across Ireland with people who need it. Research carried out among 121 of their charity partners saw a 70% increase in demand for food as a result of COVID-19. That is huge, 70%. They're running a campaign this weekend to try and meet the increased demand called Food for Ireland. And today we're talking to Kelly Birmingham of the Ivy Trust, who work in connection with Food Cloud, and Sarah, who has availed of its help. So I'll start by saying hello to you, Kelly. Kelly, you work with the Ivy Trust, who partners with Food Cloud. So how does that work?
Well, good morning, Louise. Lovely to speak to you.
You too.
I suppose I'm Dublin-based, so I've been working for the last couple of years with St. Patrick's Cathedral, who have had a relationship with Food Cloud for several years. We've been working on a very low level, and coming through COVID was a very difficult time for everybody. And whilst I was still working from home, I was looking at the landscape of the community and how we connect people and support those most vulnerable in our society through a time that is so, so challenging. And one of the major issues that we identified as an organisation was Criticall. We started up an initiative called Criticall, and the Ivy Trust came on board as our very first partner to create a space that we would be able to increase our capacity to respond to people's needs, particularly in relation to food and domestic abuse. And not just domestic abuse. Our food programme supported all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds who are experiencing food poverty and marginalisation in society. So one of the things that happened was this Criticall initiative started up in Elvedon House in Cork Street. And we've operated from there since the 3rd of June when we launched. And we got this bulk account, which is an incredible opportunity with Food Cloud. And what we do is we pick up a consignment on a Friday. We have volunteer drivers who collect that. And actually, they're from the Liberty Super Run. So the whole thing about Dublin 8 actually is all about partnership, working together for the betterment of the society. And I suppose that's the motto of the organisation I now work with, which is the Ivy Trust, because tourism fell off the cliff and I had to be laid off from the cathedral, sadly. Mm. And the Ivy Trust snapped me up because we've been working together for so long and they knew what I was capable of doing. And their tagline is to build communities, successful and sustainable communities, supporting so many people. They've 1,600 residences throughout the whole city, including 195 spaces for men who are at risk of homelessness in the Ivy Trust hostel. Mm. And they also benefit from Food Cloud because there's four meals provided there a day, and they source some of their food through the Food Cloud account, which is separate to what we're operating on. And the demand is incredible for people who you would never suspect would be in difficulty or on the edge of choosing between paying exorbitant rent in our city, which is our capital, and should be affordable to live in, but is sadly not for many. And when people are laid off and trying to survive on the pup payment and maybe haven't been successful in making arrangements with the landlord, they have to choose between buying, you know, good, nutritious food or paying their rent. Well, that's not an easy decision.
Not at all. I think it would be a good time to bring Sarah in because, Sarah, sure, you have faced that very decision, haven't you?
Yeah, good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a really, really difficult decision because we are between paying bills or having food for our family. It's not easy at all. So we do need the support. That's why I am here as well to say to people that we, because at the beginning I was trying not getting any support because I was proud, let's say. But it's important to have the support because as myself, I have a baby. So when my baby is on a dairy-free diet.
Dairy-free,
yeah. Yeah, dairy-free, sorry. And it's very expensive to buy things at this point. So I don't know, it's hard.
Well, tell me a little bit about your situation, Sarah. How were things before COVID hit?
Before COVID was fine because I do have a job. My husband as well, we do have a job, both of us. But then with the situation, my husband had a decrease on his payment and I wasn't able to go back to work because we have a baby and the child care are not accepting babies at the moment. So I wasn't able to get back to work. And all the things started after COVID situation. So that's more or less what I am at the moment.
Yeah, I get it. So you guys, you were a couple with two incomes, and yeah. you had childcare, or you didn't have childcare. You were on maternity leave, and then you couldn't get childcare because childcare wasn't accepting babies. So then you lost your salary, and then your husband had a decrease due to COVID. I mean, this is a situation that could happen to so many people.
Yeah, many people are facing the same, because at the beginning, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I should have saved money. You know, you blame yourself, because mm-hmm. this is what happens. Like, we blame ourselves. But it's a situation that many people are on the same boat. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of is like, oh my gosh, what should I do? Where should I go? Because, you know, like, you are facing a situation that you aren't expecting. Like, it's unreal what we are living at the moment.
And Sarah, so you said that you were very proud and it was hard for you to ask for help. What made you do it in the end?
Because, Lois, to be honest with you, like, as I said, we were choosing between food and paying the bills. And I was afraid as a friend, because I was ashamed, because before we had jobs, you know, like, we have the money to pay our own things. Mm. And then at the end, when I spoke with Kelly and I understood the project they are running, so I said, yeah, I need this help. So why not ask for help when you do need help? Because I was afraid of taking from someone else. Mm-hmm. Because as I said, I had a job, but I lost and I'm facing the situation now. Mm-hmm. So when I understood the project, what Kelly is working on, I went for it.
Yeah, I get that. And I think that's a very Irish thing, actually, to feel that, you know, you don't want to be taking up space that someone else might need and that your problem isn't big enough and your need isn't big enough.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, if you're having to make those choices, then it absolutely is. And Kelly, what happens if someone comes to you in a situation like Sarah's? You know, because people might be thinking, OK, maybe I am one of those people. Maybe I do need some help. But, you know, they are feeling that shame or embarrassment. What's it like when they, first of all, how would they approach someone like you? And second of all, what happens?
It's very discreet. And that's one of the principles, I suppose, of the Ivy Trust, is the respect for people's dignity, their autonomy, their privacy. And so any support or assistance that is given to anybody is done very much on the down low. And it's the beauty of it, because we don't do a song and dance about how people are in a difficult set of circumstances. So even speaking about this morning is actually a break from tradition in the sense of, you know, how we've actually worked. Mm. So we have very close relationships with so many organisations in the community. And really, it's word of mouth. Mm. So we work with the likes of, say, Liberty Super on the Little Flower Penny Dinners, Liz O'Connor, who's the legend of Dublin 8 when it comes to food support programmes. She's been running the Liberty's After School and Breakfast Club for the last 25 years, and all voluntary led. The Mead Street Youth Activity Services Board, who transformed their services. And then businesses like Barbecue Tonight in Clonbrassil Street. Farhan Malik is the owner there, and he came on board during COVID to provide hot meals to people in dire straits, and elderly people in particular as well. And the community guards do the deliveries, you know, sometimes plain clothes, sometimes uniform guards, sometimes volunteers will bring them. And we're based in Cork Street, so we have a space there, and we have community members who know people who know people who know people. Mm. And that's how it works. And it's very, very discreet, very gentle. And it's your standard kind of Tesco, Lidl, Aldi, Eurospar bags. And they're all partners with Food Cloud and this Food for Ireland programme of raising awareness and raising support for the ordinary person who maybe doesn't know about this. And perhaps there are people listening this morning who are in need themselves. Mm. Don't be shy about approaching somebody, you know, who's connected in the community and finding out where your local programme is, no matter where you live, because there's a food bank somewhere near you. And there's no need in this day and age, with such an abundance of food in our society, to go hungry and to have to be crunching your coins every week to try and figure out, well, especially with the children going back to school in the last couple of weeks, the enormous pressure on families to try and navigate this field that we're in of unknown consequences. It's adding to people's stress.
Well, that's
significantly.
It. And the fact is, you know, we live in a country that is very expensive to live in. And that's the reality of it. In most parts of the country, and unless you are someone who has managed to save like a large amount, most of us could find ourselves very easily in a position where we need a bit of support.
Well, Louise, you know, we have another dynamic in this whole context as well, because a lot of people would have had a savings cushion in 2008 when the economic crash hit and used that to survive that kind of crisis, economic crisis, and haven't had a chance to build up that cushion again. And so there's a lot of people who would have been just about getting by and managing and building themselves back up again when the pandemic hit. And they don't have that cushion right now. And they're the people who are least likely to reach out for support.
Yeah.
And they're the very ones who need it most at the moment, because they're at risk of sliding into a very dark space. And I think that's what is adding to the complexity of this issue and connecting people in who have never had to ask for support before. Yeah. And it's a really delicate area to be working. It's got to be dealt with very sensitively. It's got to be done in a very mindful way. And we don't interrogate people within an inch of their life about asking about their income or their savings or anything else like that. Mm. It's hard enough to ask for support.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
There's no need to be asked loads of questions, you know.
And Sarah, can I ask you, how were you feeling before you got the help?
Struggling, I think is the word, in a little bit. I didn't know where to go, to be honest with you, because we don't have any family support here as well in Ireland, so which makes more difficult, things more difficult. And then we were struggling because it was a really hard choice that we had to make. But then, as I said, when we got in contact with Kelly, she was amazing. She was like an angel. As she said, she doesn't even ask anything about our income. She doesn't mean that we don't want to say, but, you know, like, you don't really want to talk about it because it's a new situation for us. So, yeah.
And so how are things now?
Much better, yeah, especially because also for our mental health, because now we know that we have support. We know that we have someone here in Ireland to count with, because we didn't know at the beginning where to go, as I said. And now I speak with Kelly most every week. She texts us just see how things are going and if we need an extra support about the baby or clothes, you know, which is important because most of the shops were closed. And also, like, we don't really have that much money to buy everything. So it's a really good support.
I think it's lovely to hear. And Kelly, like, I'm sure, I know you're not here for praise, but like, it's beautiful to hear that you're providing that support to Sarah, and I'm sure many other people as well.
Well, look, you know, we're part of the fabric of a community, and when we're working together, I suppose one of the taglines that I've been using is that the rising tide lifts all boats, and if we let anybody fall through the cracks, it's a condemnation on the whole society. And I think that's one of the beauties of the whole COVID pandemic experience, is seeing that movement of people who want to see everybody lifted up and not to suffer and not to let anybody fall between the cracks. I mean, there's been an incredible response to the entire crisis. And on all levels. And I really feel for everybody, particularly in Dublin. And, you know, I live in Kildare. I live in the county of Kildare. So I've been through the three-county lockdown as well.
Yeah.
And that's been a challenge for an awful lot of people. And that sense of isolation and disconnect. And programmes like Food Cloud and Food for Ireland really gives people an avenue to be able to get through in an easier way. It's not going to be easy, but it does lift some of the pressure. And really, it's about doing things together. And I think one of the other things in terms of sustainability and looking at food waste, because I've been aware of Food Cloud since they started up more than 7 or 8 years ago. And I think Silt Ward, who started it up, was just an incredible visionary to be able to see, well, you know, organisations and companies and manufacturers are out there and they have this surplus and retailers can't necessarily shift it as quickly as they would like to. And rather than letting food go to waste, they have this beautiful relationship built up that supports charities to be able to do things, because a non-profit organisation doesn't have a huge amount of resources and even less so now. To mitigate those issues.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just we're very tight on time and I want to make sure we get the message about Food for Ireland out there. So the Food for Ireland campaign is essentially a fundraising campaign for Food Cloud to provide their services because there is such an excess need.
Yeah.
So can you tell people how they can help? Because I know people will be listening and they'll be dying to help.
Well, look, people who are in a position to help anybody, you're going to be maybe doing your weekly shop this coming week or every week. And Tesco, Aldi, Eurospar, and who am I leaving out? Tesco, Lidl, Aldi and Eurospar have baskets at the checkouts that you can add an item. So if you've got a special, you know, 3 for 2 and you're only going to use 2 of them, put the extra one in. Get something extra and buy things that are non-perishable, things that are going to last for a family that can, you know, give people enough time to pack them up and make full hampers and distribute them appropriately to people who do need them. And, you know, your stores will actually make sure that they get to the food pledge for distribution.
Okay, super. And people can find out all the details if you want to see it in black and white. It's all on the Food Cloud website now. Thank you.
It is, and it's hashtag Food for Ireland.
There you go. Perfect. Good woman. Kelly Birmingham, thank you so, so much. I'm so grateful to you for speaking with such passion and clarity about this need and the way that it needs to be managed. And Sarah, I so appreciate you coming on and telling us your experience. I know it's gonna help lots of people today. So thank you both very much.
Thank you, Louise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Louise.
There you go. I don't know about you, but if you're someone who isn't having that concern at the moment, I would imagine you're feeling very lucky right now. So if you can do, pop to one of those shops and just stick something in a basket, even if it's just a bag of pasta or a couple of tins of beans or whatever it is. You know, I think it will make a huge difference to families across the country right now who need to just continue living their lives with absolute dignity, because there is no shame in any of us struggling in the context of this current situation at all.
Louise McSherry on 2FM
with Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.